The reverberations of the weekend violence that hit the city of Charlottesville in Virginia have reached the White House. Executives of three American companies have quit an advisory panel created by President Donald Trump. The CEOs of pharmaceutical giant Merck, sportswear retailer Under Armour, and technology company Intel resigned from American Manufacturing Council. They left the body amid pressure on business leaders who aligned with the president to leave his administration. The quitting brings to five the number of CEOs leaving Trump's business panel. Disney's chairman and Tesla's chief executive also resigned in June after Trump announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris climate deal. The U.S. president has been under fire since he blamed both white supremacists and counter-protesters for clashes in Charlottesville, which left one person dead. On Monday, he condemned the violence again and called racism evil. Let's see what Kevin Barrett thinks, author and Middle East expert who joins us from Madison. So you would think that it's a business panel and they would quit for things like maybe starting a trade war with China or things of that nature, but we're looking at a complete different thing. Do you think they use this as a way out, or are they really that passionate about the mishandling that Trump had regarding the Charlottesville incident?
Well, I think there are many Americans who are upset with the way that Trump responded to the Charlottesville violence. And of course, the mainstream media, the liberal and dominant wing of the mainstream media, has been kind of pushing that response, saying that Trump didn't do enough to point out that this violence was primarily the responsibility of extremists among the sort of white nationalist neo-Nazi movement that was the main instigator of the demonstrations and supposedly the clashes. But, you know, I think that this whole, the way it's being presented to the public in the mainstream media here in the U.S. is somewhat deceptive, in that I think that this kind of scene, this staged, well, not staged, but rather, shall we say, this spectacular spectacle of violence that's gripped the nation for a couple of days, might as well have been orchestrated to try to discredit the rise in populism that we've seen over the past few years. In the 2016 elections, populists like Bernie Sanders, who actually defeated Hillary Clinton and was robbed of his victory by election fraud, and then Donald Trump, the right-wing populist, upset people's prognostications and upset the U.S. establishment. So I wonder whether this kind of violence and the extreme polarization that we're seeing doesn't echo the strategy of tension used by Operation Gladio during the Cold War to infiltrate both left and right-wing groups and incite violence and terrorism in order to discredit the populism and allow the deep state to continue its rule. And I think that's the analysis that's been missing from the mainstream here in the United States, and that's the analysis that we should be bringing to the table if we're talking about this on alternative media like Brass TV.
Thank you for that, Kevin Barrett. We appreciate it. Author and Middle East expert from Madison.